Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, happy Friday, and welcome to Enter the Light. We're so glad you joined us. I'm here, it's Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm here with Lori Connell and Jan Drake Bucky. And I'm going to turn it right over to Jan. I think we were going to have a little discussion on peace tonight, I think, were we?
Yes,
we were. And you had some really cool poems to share that I think are already posted on Facebook. So if people want to read them after, they're on the Sacred Embers page and Jan's page, too, Jan Drake Bucky. So take it away, Jan.
All right. Thanks, Lynn. And welcome, everybody, to our show. This is our 24th show for Enter the Light. And I just want to say, I know we've done quite a few now. And I just wanted to say hi to Lori. And so it's the three of us tonight, and that Patricia, Cecilia Blanco, and also Kevin Westerlin from our Facebook village and family shared our show tonight, and I just want to say thank you. And also a friend on Twitter shared our show, which is always nice, to Miley Ray Cyrus Pets. She's a fan of Miley Cyrus, just like I am, and she shared our show, so I really appreciate that. Anytime people share our show, it's just such a gift and a blessing to us. So thank you. And, Lori brought up the subject of peace, actually, and so we sort of decided for that. And I was just thinking, what does peace mean to us? I have a poem for peace, too, but I wasn't planning on reading that one. I was going to read something else. But in case we do have time, I could read the peace poem later on. But anyway, I was just thinking about peace and what it means. And for me, the stuff that I like to do that brings me peace is, well, of course, meditation always brings peace. And I did it right before the show. It's always a really nice, peaceful thing to do. Going out in nature always brings peace to me. I love being around trees and water. Water is a huge peace thing also. it's in fact, I think it's one of my favorite ones, being around bodies of water, like any kind of water, oceans, streams, lakes, rivers, anything. I just love water, pools.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, yeah.
Even the shower, I love being in bathtubs too. Because I don't do a whole lot of heavy exercise anymore like I used to. I mostly just walk, and so I like to walk in malls. That's another place where I have a lot of peace. I know it sounds like it would be not so peaceful because there's always a lot of energy and people in there, but for me, it's just a peaceful place because it just. I'm able to just walk in this big area and let out my energy, and it's fun to look at all the neat things, you know, and even though I don't buy a whole lot, it's just a peaceful place for me. So I think I will...
Mall meditation.
And what's that?
I said mall meditation. Why not?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's exactly what it is, mall meditation, for sure.
There you go.
Yeah. So should I...
You should.
Okay. Well, I was just going to go ahead then. I'll go ahead and read this. Should I read the poem, or should... Lori, do you want to say...
You should.
Talk about peace?
Yeah, I can say a few, fill in a few things that you may have missed. About our topic tonight. I found this article online. This is 9 powerful ways to find peace of mind. How do you find peace of mind? Well, like you mentioned, Jan, meditation is the first one. It helps, you know, calm the mind tremendously to me. Second is to eliminate certain media distractions. I'm one for that. I don't watch TV much, nor do I watch the news, and there's a reason for that. I'm a high empath, and it's very distracting to me. It brings me down. And number 3 is to learn to forgive. when you learn to forgive, it just takes the weight off your shoulders. It has me. Number four says, let go of the past. This is a big bonus also. You know, you can't change the past, so why worry about it? You know, live for the moment. Cultivate patience and tolerance. Six, cultivate a certain level of detachment. This one you also mentioned, take a walk. Volunteer your time. And the last one, it says, don't worry about what others are thinking. Those are just some examples of what you can find ways to, you know, to get peace of mind. I thought that was pretty helpful. So,
wow.
That's what I have.
You covered it,
yeah.
Lori. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I agree. I love
so
that.
You want, yeah, that was really, really well done. Yeah. So, Jan, do you want to read the poems then?
Yeah, sure. So anyway, the other day, we were talking, and Lynn shared a poem that she'd written a few years ago, and I thought, God,
well,
I really want
to
share this. It's so neat.
Yeah. It's just actually this weird quotation that I always hung on to. It never was meant to be a poem, just a quote, but carry on.
Okay. Well, it's just such a neat quote, and I said to her, you know, I should put it up with some pictures, and I have a really small, like, poem that could go with it. We could just kind of do a little collaboration. So I did. I put it up last night. And so I'm just going to read it. And hers is first what I read, her quotation, and then mine is a small one afterwards. So I named your poem, your quotation, Lynn, and I didn't get your total. Okay, good.
No, that's fine.
I called it Zen.
Go for it.
Okay. I called it Zen Sensibilities. So, and then it goes, do not forfeit your carefully nurtured Zen sensibilities to the abyss of bad karma. Sometimes all the carefully nurtured Zen sensibilities in the world can't keep you from dancing around the abyss of insanity. And then the next one is called Insanity / Genius / Sanity. We are all our own kind of geniuses in our own kind of insanity. In our own special insanity, we find our own inherent genius. We are our own genius in our own sanity. And that's it. So that's the poem.
That's a very colorful dance of words there. That's beautiful. Wow. So, I guess, I was just going to say, I was going to say something on peace, and I've lost it completely. So, in that vein, but I was going to say too, I'm using the light tonight, and it's very active. So if I do get any, you know, answers for callers, I'll see if the light will come through for us. You never know. And with that, do you want to go on to our first caller, you guys?
Definitely, but I just want to ask you one thing, Lynn. What is the light? What does that mean?
The
that
light
you're talking,
you know,
referring
how I work
to?
When I'm doing readings and whatnot, you remember when we had the Skype sessions? And I would put the light,
uh-huh,
the flashlight.
No, I know what it is, but I want the audience to know, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I use a little LED flashlight, just a little thing from the hardware store, a couple of bucks. And I have it on during some of the reading sessions. And once in a while, often the light will answer, like I'll get intelligence response. So the light is on tonight. And last week after the show, we had an awful lot of activity for Jan, somebody coming through for Jan. So that was kind of neat. So I've got it on tonight, and it's saying yeah. So we'll see what we get then. And I'll keep an eye on it.
Cool.
And see if we can get some participation. Oh, there we go. Yep. It's working. So are we ready for our first caller then? Yep. First caller?
Okay. So I'm going to go for 509. Here we go. Hi. Welcome, 509. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am here. My name is Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Okay.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Have you got a question that you'd like to ask us?
Yes. I'm paying attention to, like, little things in life that kind of happen on a daily basis. And recently, I'm so bored at work, I just think. And I'm trying to think, like, what you just said, give yourself peace of mind. I think that's, but I reflect is what I do, which is kind of meditational, you know, how you were talking earlier.
Yeah.
And recently, I think it was Wednesday, I realized that, well, sometimes I eat in my car because I don't get really good signal at work inside the building. So if I need to do like an important call or anything, I'll go to my car and I'll just have my lunch there. And I realized that sometimes, pretty often, there's a bee that goes inside my car and it just wants to go into my food, but then it just leaves. Like it just peeks and see like what I'm going to eat and it just leaves. I really doubt it's the same bee, but that happens a lot. And today, I didn't see one because I went to a restaurant really quickly during lunch. But I did have a fly bugging me sometimes while I was working. And I'm just wondering if there's any significance to that, if any.
I think there is. And oddly enough, when I was opening the book where it has the descriptions of the animals, I just turned it right to the bee immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool. That doesn't happen too often. That's kind of cool.
That's neat. Yeah.
And I get flies. I get bees once in a while, and I don't know if I should say this over air, but my teacher, one of my teachers, my very first teacher, Jethro Smith, he has a bee totem, one of his totems, and the bee comes around, and I always think of Jethro, and I always think, oh, you're coming to say hello. the bee, it's a beautiful totem. It's a beautiful animal, the bee, actually, even though we think of it sometimes as something to sting. But actually, what it talks about is that, here's what it says, it's time to get organized and to get work on that idea that you want to implement and develop. And approach your projects with commitment, diligence, and dedication, and you'll succeed beyond your wildest expectations. Involve several others in a cooperative and life-affirming venture, one in which everyone who participates will benefit, and if possible, one that includes the entire community. And that's what the bee mostly a lot represents, is communal-type service and work and function.
Mm-hmm.
So take the time to appreciate and enjoy the sweetness of life. This is a very fertile time for you, physically and creatively, one where you can bring your ideas into fruition. This is a very productive cycle for you. So stay with whatever you're working on, and it will be a favorable outcome. So,
wow.
Yeah, they're a very positive messenger. They bring a lot of positivity into our energy realm. So it's neat that you're having the bee. I think there's reasons for that.
Yeah,
definitely.
I just kind of felt like,
does that resonate?
Maybe it just, a lot. I just, I thought maybe it just wants to, you know, hang out during lunch sometimes. And that was kind of my thought. But after realizing that happens a lot during lunch, not every day, I don't eat in my car every day, but like pretty often I realize, and I don't even do anything to it. Like I don't hit it, smack it, nothing, because I just kind of think if it's going to sting me, it's going to do it. And I really don't care. So, yeah.
And are you in different places with your car when you're eating somewhere? Is it like in a different, or are you always in the same location?
Kind of in the same spot. I park in the same kind of area.
Right. But still, even so, I mean, there could be a bee family hanging out over there. But even so, that it comes to you regularly like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that I would call that a. To me, that's very significant. If it come to you three times or more, then it is most likely and very well could be a totem animal, and I think it is. So.
Does resonate because. I'm in a time where I want to, like, figure out what I really want in life. And I think that I have, like, a bunch of ideas. And I was thinking, like, maybe I should start a family business. But then, you know, something that we can all benefit from, like you were saying. And then I think, well, maybe I should just use, you know, go into a career or have a few degrees. And I was going to quit my job today. I told my boss, like, today's my last day. And then I changed my mind. Someone convinced me at work. They're like, well, Erica, it's only going to be 3 or 4 more weeks. Just suck it up, Erica. Hope I see you Monday. So I've noticed that every time I work somewhere, they're really happy with me when I work anywhere. And that's really gratifying because, like, the employers are like, oh, well, we're going to miss you, my employer. And it happens everywhere. Yeah, I work really hard, even though it has nothing to do with my career.
Yes, thank you.
That's great. That says a lot about you, and you can just hear it in your voice, too. We can just feel how you are, your beautiful spirit and kind heart. So that's why they're saying that, and that's so nice. That's wonderful. Well, I want to... Yeah. So
yeah, I know.
I
was at Olive Garden the other day with a friend, and we were walking in, and there was, like, a hobo, and he's like, do you guys have any change? And we're like, sorry, we don't have cash. And then we walked off, but then he's like, how about some food? And I just couldn't, like, I just couldn't get over that moment, and I invited him. He was sitting in the bar, because they had open seating there, and I just invited him dinner because you never say no to food, you know?
Oh.
So I do little things like that.
That's
just
nice of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it just, you never say no.
We can tell. We can tell, but we can feel it from you. That is so beautiful. Well, you have a lot going for you, and I just want to wish you well, and I think you're going to do well wherever you go. So just keep that going. Keep that beautiful heart that you have. You're such a kind person. And this, I think the bee is definitely one of your totems. There's no, I really think it is. So,
very quickly to clarify, I had asked the bee question to someone previously, just one person, and he said that he senses a demonic entity around me or something like that. Maybe it's just a scam. What do you guys think of that? I really don't really think much of it.
I'm going to pass it over to Lynn or Lori. I don't feel that way, but I'm going to let them talk. I'm going to pass it over to Lynn or Lori.
Oh, sorry. Well, that's silly. Of course there's no demonic energy around you, Erica. Don't even let people tell you that stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to laugh about it, too.
Yeah. No, just it's nonsense. Sorry. Anyway, I'm going to put you over to Lori. And I'm not sure, are you pulling cards tonight, Lori?
Well, actually, I was just going to, I pulled a card, but I don't know if it has any significance on, you know, on your question, Erica. But I don't, but let me say that, no, I don't think what he said is true about the demonic energy. No, I feel it in your voice. You're a positive person. You know, if other people are telling you at work, you know, in your heart that you're a good worker, you know, you have to stay on those high vibrations, you know, don't let people, you know, bring you down like that. Cause you know. I don't like that when people are negative like that, but I just wanted to say that. I just felt that, but, you know, your good deeds will never go unnoticed. You know, if you're helping somebody out somewhere,
And, you know, it's
weird. It'll come back sevenfold.
It's weird because he's like, that's why you have bad luck and whatever. And it was through the phone. And in my thought, I was like, oh, maybe you're right. I was thinking about that. But then I was like, okay, if that was true, like, good things wouldn't happen to me. I remember last Thanksgiving, I went to Black Friday, and I randomly won a $500 gift card from JCPenney. And so with that money, I think I only got myself a shirt. But, like, I got my family just little gifts, like cousins, uncles, my parents, and that's where all the $500 went because I really don't really care to be selfish ever.
Right,
I just don't feel like I need anything, you know, like a shirt, a new shirt or whatever. I just felt like it's better to share, even if it was just some socks. I gave my little cousin a few socks, and he loved them. He's like, oh, my gosh, I needed some. And so, yeah.
Right. Well, this card that I pulled from the angel deck, it had, it's showing a lot of white. And white is a very, you know,
pure,
high spiritual angelic color. So, you know, keep that in mind. Don't let those kind of people steer you in the wrong direction. You know in your heart, in your gut, you know, what's right and wrong. And you're going on the right path, you know. But the card here, it says past life healings. I don't know, you know, how this resonates, but I'll go ahead and read it anyway. The situation has been triggered by one of your past lives. Heal the past, and you bring healing into the present. So, you know, we've all, you know, had a little past with us. But, you know, stay on the right path. Stay positive.
Yeah.
You know, do what's best. Help others. And, you know, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I will. And it's not really about, like, the reward that you get. It's just, you know, being selfless and really trying to do the right thing, you know.
Exactly.
It's more about that.
Exactly.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we'll go on air.
Thank you for your time. Yeah, thank you for the advice.
Okay, Erica.
Have a good evening.
Thank you, Erica. Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
I've got a... Did we go? Did Erica go?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. This is Lynn. I have your reading here too, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Number one is I just want to say a word about con artists. There are so many people that do this work. They do it honestly. They do they're doing a real job, and now there's people out there who are, for whatever reason, monetary gain, just messing with you, whatever. They will create an atmosphere of fear for you, and that's how they gain control of people's, you know, how that's how they get in. Don't let these people turn you, don't let fear arise in you because of these idiots. I apologize for putting them down, but there's so many people doing the real work that these guys, you know, they really give a bad name to the business, and it's a terrible thing. Yeah, and I'm getting a big yes from, I think Eric from channeling, like Eric Meduse might be with us. Yes. Yes. It's Eric that's with us tonight.
Yeah.
So he's saying, yeah, just keep away from those people. They're from the dark side and you don't need that kind of energy. Anyway, as for your reading, I'm going to go quick because it's taking a bit of time here, but I get the name Ralph coming through. I get the sign Pisces coming through, and I get the number 16 coming through. And the message that I get for you is somehow you're blocking your own path a wee bit, and you need to give yourself permission to imagine a greater story for yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. Stay away from the phony balonies and keep on doing your light work. Yeah, you're following the golden rule beautifully. And, you know, you are protected by the white light. So don't let anybody get past your boundaries. You're going to be okay. But just watch out. They're out there. Run away when you find them. Okay, love? And,
yes, I will.
So glad you called in, Erica. And, yeah, the bees, I totally know insects can work as avatars for spirit. I've had it happen myself. I know Lori and Jan have both, too. And I know Sue has. She's mentioned
definitely
a few times. So, yeah, so, yeah, believe, know that if it feels like spirit coming through, it is, and they can use a little bee for you or a dragonfly or, you know, it's really cool, and it's such a gift from them when they do that. So,
Okay, Erica.
It's really cool to know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. And keep shining on, darling. You're just doing a great job. So we got to let you go and move on to our next caller. So have a beautiful night.
Have a good one.
Okay.
Bye, Erica.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty then. Is it 551?
551, yes. Here we go.
I think so, yeah.
551, are you there? Welcome to Enter the Light. Hello?
Oh, dear. I hope we haven't put people to sleep.
Are you there, 551? Let's try again.
Okay. Shall we move on then? We've got a bunch of callers waiting. So let's move on to 917 then.
Yeah, 7?
Right on.
Hi, 917, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, ladies. Nice to talk to you.
Hi.
Hi.
Yay.
So
who have we got?
My name is Ellen, and
Ellen.
I do have a question.
Excellent.
I'm thinking of taking a vacation next month. And to be frank, it's just some place I'd like to go and see. I just feel called there. And in a sense, it's not very practical because I should be doing some other things, such as exploring other cities I'd like to live in. So I guess I'm turning to you. Would this trip to this place I would just like to go to, because it sounds interesting, is that a good idea, or should I focus more on my ultimate goal of finding another city I'd like to live in?
All right.
So, Ellen, this is Jan.
Yes.
You say that you wanted to go there to visit or have a vacation or to check. I missed the part about that. Are you trying to visit, have a vacation, or find a new home?
The vacation I'm thinking of taking is just to visit because I'd like to see the area.
Okay.
And what I'm asking is, should I be doing that, or should I really be focused on my goal? And my goal is actually to move and find a different city to live in. So it's like,
Well, immediately while you're talking, the rabbit came in and peeked his head in. And the rabbit says here, this is a very creative time for you. It's important to quickly take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way unexpectedly. Be extra vigilant for the next couple of days, and if anything threatening shows up, leave as quickly as possible. And try a vegetarian diet, which you don't have to do, but they're just suggesting that, maybe to eat more vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than steady step-by-step progress, you'll see it happen in leaps and bounds. And you're going to find yourself going through a period of quiet and stillness followed by a burst of intense energy. So your creative energy is something that you may need to boost up a little bit. And do things that can help you do that, whatever inspires you, do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're very optimistic, and you have you're sensitive and articulate and artistic. And when I was thinking about that, I'm just going to probably pass it over to Lynn or Lori really soon, but when I was seeing the bunny rabbit, it was looking through a bunch of bushes, and I could see its nose wiggle, kind of, and it was like figuring out what it should, I could feel what you're feeling, like, oh, which way should I go, and I'm sort of looking through to see what I need to do and what's going to be the best thing, you know. I don't know. I think it's always nice to take vacations because they help you, you know, they help you clear your mind out and stuff. And you don't have to go for a long time, and you could just go and check it out. And I don't know. I feel good about vacations if you can do it, if you can afford it, if you have the time. and stuff. But I think that you're, I'm just, that's what I want to leave you with. That's the feeling that I'm getting. So I'm just going to hand it right over to Lori or Lynn and
thank
leave
you
with the bunny rabbit.
Uh-huh. Okay, thanks.
Want me to take it, Lynn?
Lori?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Ellen, yes. The first thing I get coming is yes, yes, yes. So.
Okay.
The card that I pulled, it says new ideas.
Yeah.
It says your new ideas, divinely guided, it is meant to be shared with others. Continue to work on it as you are on the right path. Again, said, and I agree, if you can financially afford it and you have this thought in your head, I say it's a big yes. Take the chance.
Okay.
That way, if you go down the road, you'll say, darn, I wish I would have done that, you know, missed the opportunity. If you can afford to do it, you know, for just a couple of days before you, you know, venture on your journey, you know, I would do it. It will help clear your mind and relax you and, you know, you never know where it's going to take you. So I would do it. I'm just getting
thank
a big
you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Cool.
Yep. Lynn?
Oh, hey. Yeah, hi, Ellen. is there any possibility that this place you want to see, the area you want to see, is somewhere you could move to?
I doubt it, but it could be. I'm just feeling this calling all through my mind. I keep seeing the seashore. I mean, ocean. So I just feel called to go up, like to Maine, New Hampshire, the Atlantic coast of Massachusetts. I live in New York, and so I would go up there. It just, I feel called to do it for some reason. But I don't think that's where I would ultimately live, because they're all, except for Boston, they're all really small towns up there. And I really don't want to go to Boston. And I think on the whole, the winters are too cold for me. But still, I am called to, like, just see the ocean. I keep having this vision in my head of, like, huge rocks and huge waves and just enjoying this, seeing it and feeling the spray.
Absolutely. No, that you should definitely follow that call. Definitely, definitely. When I asked, I'm using this little light tonight, and when I asked the question, should you go look for the place that you will eventually live, I got a yes. And then when I asked, should you go to your vacation spot, I also got a strong, the place you want to look at the sea. I wonder, like, I'm getting this feeling that just down the coastline, you know, front, like what's just below, it's Pennsylvania, right? Down below New York, if I got my geography right.
Pennsylvania is west of New York. It's New York, New Jersey, and then Pennsylvania.
So what's down the coast past New York? If you go south from New York, what's down the coast?
New Jersey.
Okay. Well, believe it or not, I'm getting this weird feeling here that you're going to combine the two things, and that you think you're going on a vacation to look at this place that you've felt drawn to, but I think you might find your forever home there too. So you don't need to, I don't get the sense you have to travel far from home. I see you being able to go back to New York as you like, you know, for friends and, you know, events and stuff like that. But just see if you can't combine those two, because I got this very strong yes for both questions. And there you go. But I think that's very cool.
Wow.
You're obviously quite psychic yourself to be. I mean, everyone is. It's just how much you pay attention to those intuitions. But, wow, run with that. And that's fabulous. I'd love to hear how this turns out. Yeah, sorry, Ellen, go ahead.
No, I want to say thank you. The first reader, I should have taken down your names. Let me see. The first reader talked about the rabbit and being creative. I just have a feeling that's what it's about. I just need to get my head clear. It was Jan. Jan mentioned the rabbit.
That's right.
And so I think that might be it. I need some time off to get my head clear and maybe think of new ways. And maybe I'll think of a way of creating combining my interest in the ocean with a new place to live. I don't know.
Are you a water sign by any chance, Ellen?
No. Air. Both sun and rising are air.
Well, you can't have water without air, so there you go. I just wondered, you sound almost like a mermaid to me, like somebody who needs to be by the sea and sort of have the salt on their skin and whatnot. So carry on and let us know. Really call back and let us know how it goes. I'd love to hear what you discover.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Lynn.
You are so welcome. And thank you for calling, Ellen.
Thank
we love
you.
To hear from you. All right. Have a beautiful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye, Ellen. Okay. Where are we going next, Jan? Is it 813?
813. Yep, here we go. 813, welcome to our show.
Hi,
Under the Light. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Kathy.
All right.
Hi, Kathy.
Kathy, you got a question for us tonight? 813.
I'm in the process of purchasing a house, and I just want to know what you think is going to be a good thing for me.
Okay.
Kathy, do we know you?
Yes.
I thought that sounded familiar. Yeah.
I thought so. So let's see here. Let me see what.
And by
I'm
the way,
blind.
Happy birthday, Jan.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot. And you made it through the flood. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the hurricane. Yep.
Yeah, the hurricane. Well, you know, let's see here. Gosh, now I'm getting these big billowy yellow trees in view here. So let's see. It's showing me. Okay, here comes the duck. Here comes a duck. Duck is water. When I think of duck, duck is water. of course, that's what you're around too. You're around the water in general. Let's see here. 115. Let's see. So this is a time of fertility, either literally or metaphorically. It's a time to have fun and maybe even get a little silly. And the time of turmoil has passed. So now you can release any pent-up emotions, problems, worries, or anything that they're saying that you may have suppressed, and do whatever is necessary to find emotional comfort. And don't deny yourself of it either. And let's see. It says when the duck comes in, you're at the beginning of a new cycle, either with work or relationship. And you're also, it says, You have a strong nesting instinct. Speaking of home and stuff like that, and a huge big heart, willing to give to anyone. And I absolutely know this, that it's very true about you. You're very generous, and you enjoy the company of others, and are very amiable and accessible, and emotionally expressive. You are very resilient, and you bounce back very easily. So that's a very positive animal to be around you. And when I was thinking about you, the first thing I felt was yes. That was the first thing that I was hearing yes. When I'm not sure if it's – were you wondering if this is the right time to get a new house? Is that what you were asking?
Well, the time in the process of buying it, like it's already been approved and everything, and hopefully I'll be moved out by November.
Okay, because then that's it. Yeah, because I was feeling yes right away when you were talking, asking about it, and then the duck came through. So I think it's going to be a positive move. Don't you?
I definitely want to move out of Florida.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's cool, Kathy. And you're going to have to give me your address, of course. And anyway, I'm going to pass it over to Lori.
Okay. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Lori. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for calling in. I, too, am getting a big yes. We know you have been struggling with moving. Where you live, you're not happy. Now, you've already walked through this house that you're going to purchase, right?
Yes.
Does it feel, you know, the vibration, is it still high?
I'm sorry, does it what?
The vibration when you walk through the house, how does it make you feel?
Awesome. Absolutely.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, that's a sign right there. The card that I pulled, it says magnify your intentions. Your foot's already in the door. You've signed the papers. You're about ready to move. You've waited a long, long time for this. So, you know, bless your heart on that. You deserve it. You do.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
And I'm getting a lot of white here. So, you know, to me, that's a really nice color, really pure color. This card is saying choose a specific goal to work towards. Well, that's obvious. You've already, you know, been working on moving. And it says your energy is spread out among too many ideas. Please bring your focus back to the key intention and let your angels help. So right now, just focus on that transition, that move, and that you'll be happy. You'll settle down, and it'll all work out. You've waited a long time. You've been put through hell.
Yeah, it's been 27 years.
You have. So you definitely got
wow.
patience.
And I think that white must be snow.
It could be. It could be.
Yeah.
I mean, we're
I'm looking
we're
forward to that.
Off. Yeah. Not me, but okay. But yeah, I'm getting a big yes, and I really feel this is gonna work out for you. You've waited a long, long time.
Great. That's good news. Thank you.
Yeah, and I wish you the best of luck. I really do.
Thanks.
That's
okay,
great.
I'm going
to turn you up with Lynn. Okay. Hi, Kathy. Yeah, I got a big old hi. I got a good, yeah, very good double check mark. And, yeah, I'm getting it. Oh, I think I'm getting some feedback. I hope you can hear me. But anyway, it says check your plumbing in the new house. I get a sense something's jerry-rigged in the basement in the plumbing. It should be done properly. It's not a huge thing, but just have somebody just quickly check your plumbing, or I guess you'll have your place inspected, but it just says something jerry-rigged in the basement. Yeah, okay, just make sure there's nothing. Some guy's done like a homemade job that should be a little bit more professionally done, but it says you'll be well on your way by November and all is well. I get a really good green light feeling here, yeah. So, way to go, Kathy. Enjoy.
Great.
Just enjoy it. Yeah.
Will
you're
do.
On your way, I think. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, best
Thank
luck
you,
and let us know how it goes. Yeah.
I sure will.
Have a beautiful night and have a lovely housewarming.
Thanks. Okay. Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good night, Kathy.
Okay. Where are we going next, Jan? 780?
Yes, 780. Here we go. 780, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Can we get your name,
Jay.
Please?
Yeah, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Oh, hi, Jay. We've talked to you before. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's Jay coming back. Yeah, hi, Jay.
Hey.
Did you have a question tonight?
My question is that I just wondered, I just completed a workshop, and in between the workshop was actually a sweat lodge. I went to a sweat lodge, actually. And my question is regarding that sweat lodge, something kind of shifted. I just wonder what it was. Kind of know, I just want to, would like to know confirmation.
Hmm. Okay. If you're comfy, Jan, go ahead.
Okay. That's so neat. I love sweat lodges. I've been in a few myself. I've experienced them. And the first thing when you were talking, I was getting blue skies, like white clouds and blue skies. So you're bringing in, you have clear energy. I'm trying to get with this animal, and it's looking like a lion to me. So I'm just going to go with that. I'm going to go with the lion. And let's see here. Did you feel good about that? Did you feel good about the sweat lodge experience?
Yeah. I was saying about to my teacher regarding that. It was like a really awesome experience. I haven't done it in 5 years. And what I did came out of it after I said, I went actually to the forest. There was a forest, not a forest, but some trees right beside it. And what I did is I said, I showed up, and the last 2 years paid off. I was actually in a yoga intensive for 2 years. That lasted about 7 months, 7 months apiece. So one in 2016 and just one in 2017. So I told my teacher I was really appreciative of her teachings.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the lion is saying, hold your head up high and keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. And it says, you're much stronger than you think you are and need to use your emotional strength in this situation. Call upon the well of courage that's available to you to confront any situation, especially if they're uncomfortable, and listen closely and discern carefully before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively and recklessly. When faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. The lion is a position is like a position of authority and leadership. That's what they represent. And also having a strong presence and dignified manner. And also being a natural leader and with great organizational skills. So and also your best and when you function in the part of a group or community rather than being alone. So this may be leading you to your next endeavor. I think the sweat lodge indicates I feel the same way you do, like it was a good experience. And then with the lion and its message, I feel like it's expanding you to whatever you're doing now and into the future. So it's been a positive experience for you. And
mm-hmm. Yes, it has.
The shift that I feel is very positive. I don't feel a negative shift in any way here. I feel a very positive shift
mm-hmm.
in general. And so I think whatever happened there really did do a positive shift for you. And I just want to leave it at that for now and leave you with the lion and carry on to Lori.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Jay.
Hey there. Hey, Lori.
Please explain to me and the listeners what a sweat lodge is. I have never heard of that.
Okay. Well, it is actually it's more of a sweat lodge where you're using the elements, all four elements of earth, fire, water, and air. And it's actually a lodge where it's covered by canvas now. In the middle is a pit. and outside is the rocks are heated for about two hours, and those rocks are placed in the lodge, and each of the rounds are for healing, for prayers, and for gratitude. And after that,
kind of like an outside sauna.
Well, sort of, but there's one big difference. A sauna doesn't really have a lot of spirituality in it, but this one actually
does.
Right.
So, yeah. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got you. I wasn't sure, you know. I'm like, okay, what is that? I better ask. Okay, it sounds very, very, very healing to me. I would enjoy it, but even just, you know, being outside and, you know, being in that environment, you know. Very nice. Okay, and I pulled a card three, and it's showing a lot of purple, which is a spiritual color. It says emotional healing. As far as it's safe for you to let go of old emotional pain, by doing so, you allow your heart to mend. So whatever you have gone through in the past, you know, this sweatshop, you know, helps you heal in different ways, you know, from head to toe. And it seems like, you know, if you stay on that path, you know, going through these different workshops, you know, it'll be good for your health and, you know, your mind also. So, you know,
that was good.
Very interesting. It really does.
Thank you.
Very positive, too.
Well, thanks so much for the message.
Yep. I'm going to turn you over to Lynn to see what she gets for you. Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's really a neat, you should try it, Lori. I think it would be a really neat experience for you. I pick up, Jay, that the shift that you're referring to, I'm a bit hazy, but it feels like another person has not pulling their weight or has been taking advantage in some way. I'm not sure if it's a business or a professional relationship of some sort, but the shift I sense is you're no longer carrying the weight. You know, you're not letting that person live rent free in your head anymore. That is all I'm getting regarding this shift, that you're not carrying the weight of somebody else's lapse. I don't know if that rings a bell or not, but it's what I was getting. And as I say, it's a bit hazy, and I'm not sure if I'm interpreting it correctly. I have business burden. Something's frustrating, stemming from a business or professional relationship, is what I'm reading what I wrote here. And so anyway, you don't have to carry that any longer. It's not your weight to carry. So even if that relates outside the sweat lodge, I hope it helps somehow.
Hey, thank you. Thanks.
Okay, Jay. Thanks so much.
Cool.
Have a great night.
Yeah. Thank you much for the messages, ladies. Thank you.
Oh, all you're very welcome.
Bye.
Yeah, call back anytime. All righty.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Hey.
Where are we now? 551?
Five five one. Here we go.
Yeah. All righty.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
551.
Hi. How are you?
Hello. Thanks for waiting.
No problem. I actually was on, but I think my phone dropped, and I called in earlier.
Okay. Could you get your name, please? Hello.
Well, I just was calling. Hi. I want to know if you saw me getting either a position before October or around October, either in Atlanta or in the NYC, New Jersey area, either or, like a job position.
NYC or Jersey. Sorry, could we get your name? I didn't quite get it before.
Sure, it's Tanisha.
Oh, hi. Okay. Yeah, alrighty. Go ahead, Jen, if you're ready.
Hi, Tanisha.
Hi.
I seem to recognize you. So I keep getting, I don't know, I'm not, well,
let's just see what the animal is first. You said Atlanta, and then what was the other place?
Either like the New Jersey, New York area.
New Jersey. Oh, okay, yeah. And where are you now?
New Jersey.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, so this is, it's, let me see, let's see what's coming through. It looks like a horse. Looks like a horse to me. If I've given you a horse before, then that's a reason why. I don't know why. It's something I recognize, this whole thing. But yeah, I'm seeing the back of a horse, and it's going through a park. So that's what I'm seeing. And there's some yellow flowers. Let's see. Do you have any yellow flowers around or anything?
No. No yellow flowers.
Okay. So you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure, and we'll have to move very quickly once it's initiated. It's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get through this time. You're much more powerful than you think you are. This situation requires some strong warrior energy balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. And teamwork with your family, friends, and community are important right now. Have you been feeling Atlanta? Have you been feeling that place a little more?
I was off and on about it, but today it's like I got into determination mode. Like, it just, like you said, warrior mode. Like, I'm not going down because something unexpected happened where I lost my job. And now I'm packing to get out of my apartment. And, you know, of course you want to lean on family, but it's a madness in that house. I can't stay there. It's not going to happen. So now I'm into survival mode. So I know where I can make it at. I know I can make it in Atlanta, and I'm much happier there. And that just came to, like, the terms of I was fighting to stay up here, and I'm like, what's the reason of me fighting to stay up here? I don't even like it up here. So I just, now I'm just, like, in fight or flight mode.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Well, you want to take it. Oh, boy. Well, I'm sorry you're going through all that. That's a hard time. I kept getting this feeling about Atlanta. That's the name I keep getting over and over, and that's why I'm asking you if that's a place that you're feeling more for.
I'm telling you, like, right when I was on the phone, I was like, I am not staying here anymore. And I'm going down there on the 28th through the October 5th. So I just wanted to know if you saw anything coming up, because I was just going to get me an apartment and live down there for a couple of months. Because that's where I left here.
Well,
I wanted to know if you saw that.
Well, I was getting the word Atlanta. It was sort of screaming at me. So that's what I was getting. But let me just finish what the horse says. Your personal freedom is of the highest priority right now. Sometimes you might buck when someone tries to stifle you. So even though you know how to travel to other dimensions and realities, but you're still able to deal with the mundane issues of daily life, which is good. And you like to explore, and that's just fine. That's what horse likes to do, and you're a natural leader. So, and you evoke confidence in others. So I would just go ahead and follow your heart If that's what your heart is telling you at this point, and that's what you're feeling so strongly, I feel like I think that's what I'm picking up from you, is that you're feeling Atlanta very strongly. So
yeah, because I got offered a job up here, but my spirit is screaming to me no. Like, it just has bad energy. I got offered a position today, and it does not sit well with me. It's pretty stupid not to take it, but I just came from a toxic environment, and at this point, I have to choose me because I'm an empath, so certain environments, mm-hmm. and I'm still learning how to protect my energy. Some days I have enough energy to say a prayer to protect myself, and some days I just don't feel like it. And I just did not want to be in another toxic environment for less money,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wish you well, and I hope that you call us back and let us know what happened, and I just want to wish you luck, and if that's what your heart is feeling, then that will be a good choice
for
you.
It's more survival. I can't really say if I'm feeling that. It's just the memory and thought where I was most comfortable. So I can't say.
Okay.
You know, I'm caught in between the two, but it just depends on which one has the better job offer.
The one thing about staying in New Jersey is that it's nice, you know, if you just have left, you're out of a job right now, it would be an immediate situation that could, take care of you now. You know what I mean? You could get that job there and just set yourself up. You know what I mean? But, so that's that, you know, that's a possibility too. But if you want to go to Atlanta is what I feel like. don't rush it, you know, don't think about it for a few days if you have time, if you can, and don't rush too fast, you know what I mean? And just let it sink in. You know, something just happened to you today, you said, and that's pretty fast, so you don't want to move immediately. Just think about it for a few days, you know, and so that you can get there.
Her energy just screams out, the lady who I was speaking to, it just screams out bad energy.
Right, okay.
It makes my stomach hurt when she speaks.
Right, well, that's those are good signs, and so that's a good sign to follow, definitely. Those are our signs that we follow, so... You know what you know. You know what you want, and you know what you feel. So just, I'm going to leave you with that, with the horse, and that's what I was getting. I was getting this big word, Atlanta, and I was getting the horse. But I'm also letting you know that I was picking up Atlanta because I think it's big in your mind right now, too. So, mm-hmm. And I'm also just saying give yourself a couple days. Give yourself a couple days also to think about it.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass it on over to Lori.
Okay.
Hi, Latasha. Yeah, I'm also picking up the color yellow. I pulled a card that's color yellow. Whatever that represents, I mean, besides, you know, having a high spirit, you know, making good choices, being positive. And I think you should go with what your gut is telling you, where you feel comfortable. And steering towards Atlanta, I have to agree with Jan. It seems like that's where you need to be at the moment. It may not last, but just getting away from these toxic negative energies, you know, you don't need that. But go with your intuition, you know. As an empath, you know, I know, we all know as empaths, some people just make us ill and sick, and we try to avoid that. It doesn't have to be permanent. I mean, that's just a stepping stone.
you know, look at it that way. It's just a stepping stone to get in one direction to move on. But, yeah, that's okay. Pretty much what I got for you. You know what's best for you, but, you know, we're just trying to, you know, keep the vibes up for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I will pass it on to Lynn.
All right. Hi, Tanisha. Yeah, I'm pretty much I think what Jen and Lori said that pretty much resonates too. And I got the number 10, so I think that resonates with October, as you were asking about, will this happen before October? Do you want it to happen by or before October, right? And I did get the number 10 and strong circles around it. And I also got an image from the movie The Raiders of the Lost Ark. did you see that movie at all?
No, I didn't. I haven't been able. I've been working so much.
Okay, it's very old. Like it's from the 90s or something like that. Anyway,
okay.
There's a scene. Okay, basically, what I'm being given with this image is that everything's going to happen at the very last minute. Like what happens in the scene that I'm getting here is this ball is rolling down. He's trying to get out of an Incan ruin or something like that, and this ball is rolling down this tunnel, and he just about gets nailed by it, but he just gets out at the last minute. And I see that's where that warrior energy resonated when I heard that, and patience, the energy and the patience of a warrior, because everything's going to happen at the last minute, I think, and you're going to be zooming, but it's going to be a good move. And yeah, as Lori says, it doesn't have to be forever, just a stepping stone to get you balanced and centered, because as an empath, it feels to me like you need to breathe and get away and just center yourself.
Yeah, today.
Again. Yeah.
Yeah, today I made my final decision. When I move out of my apartment, like I can even go to my parents' house, and that is one of the most toxic places. My head hurts. Still from being there. I just think it's just time for me to go.
Yeah, no, good for you. You know what the right thing is. And don't be afraid of last-minute moves, because you're going to be a fine. And you do have warrior energy. You're going to be fine. Just don't let yourself get too wound up with the toxicity. Remember to breathe and find that, you know, quiet place inside you. And I get this feeling you're going to be all right. You're going to be just fine, you know. Being a warrior princess kind of thing. Like, nobody's going to get in your way. You will nail them. So don't worry. I think you're going to be just fine. Yeah, I really do.
Like I'm a very gentle spirit, and I try to, like, really not because it's, like, two extremes. I'm very, very nice or very, very, like, I will nail you kind of person. And I really don't let that side come out. But now I feel like my back is getting pushed against the wall, because there's a lot of people that's trying to take advantage of me in this time.
Mm-hmm. Being that sort of person, though, my darling, you do get pushed to the breaking point, you know. And I can't read the meme on air because it contains, but I guess I'll use poo, but it said it's okay to lose your poo sometimes, because if you don't, you'll get full of poo and then there'll be a poo storm and nobody wants that. So, you know what I mean? Don't worry if you get pushed too far and let it go. Just let it go and you'll be fine. But you listen to your heart, your instinct. You're doing great. And it's only have to be for the move is only temporary. So you'll find the right thing. You really will. But anyway, get out there and just keep shining and kicking butt, and you're going to be okay. And out of that toxic atmosphere. Okay.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, Tanisha. And let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Jan, where are we at? Oh, I think we're now.
We are.
Skype. You see the Skype caller? 11111?
Yes.
I think that poor person's been on. They're online. They've been on hold for whatever. So bring them in, and hopefully they're still with us.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, lady. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm really sorry. I picked you up by accident. I thought it was me calling in, so you've been on hold, sort of online, but on hold. But anyway, can we get your name, please?
It's Jane.
Hi, Jane. Welcome to Enter the Light. And thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Have you got a question for us tonight?
Just wondering what you can see coming up for me with regards to work.
Work. Okay. Let's see what we can pick up for you. All right. So, Jan, what do you think?
Hi, Jane. My name is Jan, and my mom's name. Hi, my mom's name was Jane.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, this is a, gosh, it's not a duck, it's a, what is it? It's a big, what kind of bird is that? It's a big, you know, big bird? You know that bird, big bird, that I keep seeing?
Yeah.
Is that a chicken?
A guy from Big Bird, really? Like Sesame Street?
Yes.
Yes,
it is. It's big.
That's the first totem you've ever had. Like that.
I do get characters like that, and I know that sounds really weird, but it. So let's see if I can. Okay, so that particular animal is not going to be listed there. So I'm just going to look up what it says here online, because they have everything. And says here, Big Bird, yeah, as a big, like a big chicken type of bird, if I can get to it. The chicken totem is direct descendant of Gallus, the wild red jungle fowl of India. They have been used for the production of egg meat, et cetera, et cetera. And they symbolize nourishment, of course. The sacred chicken totem possesses the following virtues: all forms of teaching and knowledge, the ability to absorb new ideas, energy, guarding of personal space, understanding, fertility, and creativity, ability to sense danger, independence in groups, individuality, and uniqueness. Oh, that's really neat. The chicken animal has been used by a lot of spiritualists and practitioners to transfer powerful magical energy to themselves and to others. And it's a strong spirit indeed, with its magical properties of one of the most influential of all animal totems. Wow. And the power of knowledge, the spirit of learning, the ability to teach others, and the spirit of magic. And that's what it is. Oh, that's so cool.
Oh,
so you've got a nice animal around you. So with that, I'm just going to let you go with Big Bird.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
To Lori.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Lori.
Okay. I pulled a card, and it says this card, the color, which is showing. Let's see. I typed for two cards. Oh, well, you get two cards by accident. Good sign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First one is the sign from heaven. Those colors are like dark crimson red and a purple. So, but the one card from sign from heaven says your loved ones in spirit are waving hello and giving you reassurance that you'll be all right. The question was in regards to, are you looking for work?
Yeah, I want to change jobs.
Oh, change jobs, okay.
Yeah, and I'm not happy where I'm at right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's
my current job.
Well, right. If you're not happy, it's time to change. That's why I tell everybody. Stay positive. You know, there's always something better out there, you know, for everybody, you know. It's just, you know, in life we have to go through, you know, little steps to find what's our calling. But always stay positive, and know that call upon your angels, for guidance and support. And I mean, I don't know what kind of work you do, but there's jobs are plentiful. They really are out there. It's just, how far do you want to commute? What's going to work for you if you have a family, the hours? That's the hard part of finding a new job. What you feel comfortable with. What you like to do. But stay positive and focused, and manifest on it, and something better will come along. There's always something better out there.
Okay, so do you see changes coming up for me?
Huh?
Do you see any changes coming up for me before the end of the year? Like, do you see me getting a new job by the end of...
Well, the changes right now in autumn, fall. Fall time. It's all about changes. So, I don't know if you've ever tried setting intentions, releasing when there's new moon, full moon.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to start doing that. That's all about changes.
Yeah.
And I know next week is the official start of fall. So, just keep your mind focused on, what you're actually looking for. Be specific is what I'm trying to say. Be specific with what you want, what will work out for you.
Yeah.
So, there's resources out there. Take advantage of them online.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's pretty much what I got for you.
Thank you.
And
okay.
I'll pass you over to Lynn.
Sounds great. Thank you. Hi, Jane. Okay.
Hi.
Here's what I'm seeing. Keep your eye out for, I think it might be a team that's already in place, but I get the number 3 as the number of people of some influence who can help you. However, it says here, don't be afraid to share a talent, a skill, or maybe even an idea that you are hiding or not. You're not pushing your own skills, I think, far enough, or you're not letting people know the full extent of what you've got going on, what you bring to the party. And it says step out of this comfort zone. But there's this team of 3. I think it might be like a job you might be interested in, but afraid you don't have what it takes to get it. But, apply anyway. The light that I'm using just went boom, real, really big flash. And I think I see like a team of, like a little business that's got 3 people running it. And it appeals to you. And don't be afraid. Like, just go for it. And all they can say is no, right? But don't be afraid. And don't hide that light of yours under a bushel, okay? Shine it out. Mm-hmm. And, yes, if you do that, you will totally be making a change. And I think before the end of the year, don't hold back. Don't let, show people what you've got, okay? And and that's good. Yeah. Just let her rip, eh?
Yeah. yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, don't be afraid, 'cause you've got talents and skills, and you know you've got them, and it's okay to show them to the people. Oh, I just got a little image. I always get these movie images. But did you see the movie Sister Act?
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg and all those great guys. I just get the image of that shy little nun who's got the voice that carries to the other side of the hall, or the end of the church, I guess they're in. But just, don't hide. You've got it going on. Just let it out there, and you'll be fine. You really will, Jane. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And, and let us know how it goes. We always love to hear how things turn out for you. So, All right. Well, have a beautiful night. And thanks so much for waiting so long to get on. And we will.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks so much, Jean.
Thanks, Jean. Thank you. All right. Yes, indeed. 347.
Here we go.
Hi. Hello.
Let's see.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Can we get you?
Hi. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. Welcome to Enter the Light. Do you have a question for us?
I'm currently at a job. And I love the company. It's a really, really big firm, but I'm not doing what I'm qualified to do. I'm way overqualified for what I'm kind of doing, like receptionist admin work, and I have a doctorate degree.
Oh, boy.
So I'm way overqualified for what I'm doing. So I'm trying to figure, but I got it through a temp agency, and they kind of lied about what the position was. So I'm trying to see if I would be getting a better position there or if it's better for me to just go somewhere else.
Okay. Jen, have you got any feelings about
this? Yes. Katie, hi, Katie. The first thing I'm seeing is I'm seeing the beach here. They're giving me an aerial view. I'm looking down at the beach and the water, and I'm also seeing people with surfboards. I don't know if you're around anything like that, but that's what I'm being shown, the water, the beach. So I'm just letting you know about that. And then the animal coming in, I'm also seeing a heart drawn on the beach itself, a big heart.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sweet. And then I'm seeing inside the heart is a penguin. So let's just go for that. Penguins are, I know it sounds all kind of crazy, but we get all these images. And penguin does hang out with the water, although they're in the other part of the world where it's cold. And I'm looking at a beach area, but that's okay because penguins are in the water too. So 291. But, you know, just initially, and, you know, you, gosh, I'm sorry you have to do that.
Yeah.
I have family who have big degrees as well, and you know, you don't want to do that too much longer with your degree that you could be doing so much with. Let's see. It says here, Penguin, you're much more powerful and durable than you think you are. You have everything you need inside you and in front of you to have a good life. So always keep that in mind. You'll soon be able to experience lucid dreaming. That's what the penguin is into. They represent lucid dreaming and out-of-body experience. It's really a lot about dreaming. This is an excellent time to explore any of that kind of stuff if you're interested in any of that kind of stuff like lucid dreaming or dreams. Whatever you feel like you're suffering through or simply enduring right now, which you are, be as loving, compassionate, and patient with yourself and others as you can through the remainder of this cycle. And you'll soon face a test of your will, and as long as your will and purpose are aligned with spirits, you'll sail right through it. So that's a really nice message to be getting. It means that you're not going to have to be doing it for too much longer. And so let's see. And you're well balanced and comfortable within yourself. No matter what the challenges you go through, you always end up landing on your feet.
Thank you.
So that's really nice. And
thank you.
So I think you're gonna make it out of that pretty soon, and I'm not quite sure if it's moving up in the job or if you're moving out of the job. I got a sense of you moving out of the job when you first were talking, so that was my first sense. You know what I mean? And I like to validate things over and over in meditation to make sure. So that's how I usually do my readings is through meditation. But I just mostly give the animals on air. But I think that animal provides a real positive
outlook for you. You're not going to be being there too much longer in that position. So I just want to leave you with that, and wish
thank
you good
you.
Luck. And
thanks.
Absolutely, go on to Chloe. You're welcome.
Okay. Hi, Katie. The first thing I'm getting is go elsewhere. I underlined elsewhere. For some reason, first of all, you said the temporary agency lied to you, right?
Yeah, they lied to me what it was about, yeah.
Okay. Well, that should have been a sign right there, okay? They were just out there to make money, to get people in the door to make money. Well, I don't know. How long have you been in this position?
For 3 weeks, but it's the company pays, like if you were an employee, it pays extremely well, like amazingly well, but I'm just not doing what I'm qualified to do.
Exactly. So you're probably bored.
No, they work you to death.
Well, I know. I'm saying like bored in your specialty. I mean, you're not in your specialty. You're in a,
right, no.
You know.
No,
that's what
I'm actually, the people that I'm and their assistant, they do what I could do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, okay. I don't like to deal with temporary agencies, but that's just my thing. I'd rather go out on my own.
Yeah.
That's just my belief. I'm not knocking them down or anything, but I found my last job by myself. You know, I didn't deal with them. But it's just telling me something about there's something better out there for you. Go elsewhere. There's something better. You said it tastes good, but I don't feel you're that happy there. You're not giving it your 100% you have inside you.
No, it's physically draining. This is like you're moving every minute. You're either getting up, delivering print stuff, or you're answering a phone. This is busy. Like, this
right.
is labor.
Yeah, it's kind of like my job too. It's labor. Yeah, I understand. But it's just telling me elsewhere. I think there's something better. I mean, this was probably just a stepping stone. You know, we here's the thing: we meet people for a season, a moment, a season, or a lifetime. I think this is just a moment thing for you right now. I think there's something out there that's going to be more long term. That's just what I'm feeling, you know. And you probably feel the same thing. You know, I'm better than this. I deserve better than this. You know, I have the skills. So just got to.
Right, but I do love the company. I love the company. The company is really, really amazing. But I don't know if they would choose me to be, you know, to do what I could do there. Or if they, you know, or they hire people like from Harvard and things like that. So that's why I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, the only way you can find out is, you know, try to ask the right people, go to HR or whatever, ask the right people and see what answer they come up with.
No, I am.
Yeah.
Right, because I like, you know, I my rule with them is I let them tell me no. You know, like I'm not going to tell myself no. I let somebody else tell me no. So first I got to ask.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. That's pretty much. And the card that I pulled, it says stand by your commitment. So, you know what's true, good in your heart, you know, in your mind. And
right.
What's right for your soul. And
Yeah.
You know. But, you know, I think.
But I am applying other places. I am applying other places, so I'm going to see.
Yeah.
But the other places, they don't pay as much as they pay. Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, good luck.
Okay.
Thanks, go back.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right, Katie. This is Lynn. And immediately there's a quote by Carl Jung, the psychologist, who talks about when you're up against a wall that you can't go, you put down roots and you grow up until you're tall enough to get over the wall. It's a metaphor, obviously, but I see you staying there. But also, can you freelance? Have you ever considered freelancing? Your skills? Katie, hello?
Oops.
Okay, I don't know
Katie,
if I dropped or... Anyway, okay, if you can still... We're almost at the end of the show, love, so... I just want to suggest that you consider... Okay, we got something funny going on. Anyway, the name Mark comes up. Image also as Jan got of sand comes through. And anyway, so
sand,
consider strong freelancing your skills. I think, Jan, take it. I think we're done tonight. Are we not?
Okay. Yeah, we're done. We're off. I think we're off. So listen,
I think
but
we
in
are
case.
Too.
Yeah. Well, that was a very nice show, and I think it went very well. And that's interesting that you got the sand, because I really got that. I was wondering what that was all about.
I don't know what it means, though. I got the name Mark, and then under that, sand. So, that was before you mentioned it, so weird, eh?
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess we're off here, but anyway, the Skype call held up. So that's good. So I'm going to...
Oh, good.
I guess we'll have to... I hope we're not,